Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliqua in the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday, the 20th day of December, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 and unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 33 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 35 degrees today for the climate basin. It's kind of warmed up a little bit. First it said it was going to snow, then it said it was going to rain. Maybe we'll get some precipitation out of it. We're getting some snow in the mountains, so I hate winter. I hate summer, too, now. They ruined that son of a bitch, too. Let's see what we got coming here. Borrowed swords. China's military is built with U.S. technology. No. I don't believe that. Our government wouldn't go and fucking build the fucking China up to fucking kill us now, would they? This person, whoever wrote this, should be sued for slander. And liable. Oh, that's right. We're sending fucking generals over there to fucking put their fucking army together to kill us. That's what these cocksuckers doing. That's what your fucking money's paying for. We'll get it when we get back.
Listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, we're just going to talk about some more. It's relevant, but it's irrelevant. The fact is that we're occupied by fucking communists and fucking fascists and fucking goddamn capitalists and all these fucking, we're occupied by the 1% some fucking how they have occupied the whole fucking earth. It's bewildering. It's through bullshit. It's through fucking lying. It's through fucking deceit. We crush them in a fucking day. But we gotta do it. Borrowed swords, and I've already talked about this, and I said, those Chinese are dumber than a fucking wedge. And the only way they could ever put an army together is if the traitors in this goddamn country and the traitors in fucking Israel were over there fucking doing it for them, because they cannot fucking, they can't work a problem. Borrowed swords, China's military is built with U.S. technology. No. And whoever let that happen, shouldn't they be put up against a goddamn wall like that Charlie Chung motherfucker that sold the shit to fucking Bill Clinton? Shouldn't him and Bill been standing there side by side? He sold those ICBM guidance systems to him. Shouldn't him and Bill have been standing side by side at that wall when they blew their fucking guts out? God, what happened to fucking espionage? Oh, we're not enforcing that like the immigration laws. We're just not enforcing any laws to protect the fucking country. In fact, we've taken over. We're gonna run you down. We're gonna run you fucking Americans into the fucking ground. You think so, you son of a bitch? Because you know what? There's a lot of us out here that can keep our fucking mouth shut. And you're gonna find out that is, well, I don't have to tell your fucking Masons. You know how fucking important that is. Let's see here. Excuse me. In California, former U.S. Army pilot sells classified aviation research to China's communist regime. This motherfucker's been put up against the wall, right? No. No. Direct fucking act of espionage. What is it that he's too Chinese to fail? Tiny, too Chinese to fucking kill? And that's what, I mean, this house in California, a former U.S. Army pilot sells classified aviation research to China's communist regime. Have you heard about this son of a bitch being executed for fucking treason and espionage? No. In Kentucky, leaders of a defense contracting company allegedly conspired to sell technical drawings to China and illicitly introduce Chinese parts into the Pentagon supply chain. And he's been put up against the fucking wall, right? That's espionage. That's fucking sabotaging our goddamn defense, isn't it? Oh, but he got fucking money for it, and this is one world, and there you really don't have a sovereign country that can bitch about us. You want to bet, you son of a bitch? That fucking Bill of Rights makes this motherfucker as sovereign as it ever was. And if the people ever get off their dead asses and start fucking taking care of you, son of a bitches, you're going to find it out in a hard way. That we have not done it. I'm reading this to you, and this is the result of us having sat on our fucking asses and shined the fucking goddamn bluing off our fucking rifles instead of shooting the motherfuckers. In Illinois, a Chinese-based company allegedly bribes workers to steal proprietary communications technology from American employers. They've been put up against the wall, right? This is espionage against the fucking country, right? This is what the admiralty was supposed to be fucking for. This is what you cocksuckers, that was the only thing you were supposed to do. But no, you're fucking with fucking, you gotta come build agencies to come after fucking Americans who have the wrong goddamn muzzle brake on their fucking gun or have a fucking goddamn hand grip. You need to get on it, whatever you're gonna do, bitches. We need to get your fucking asses out of the way so that we can start putting these motherfuckers, treasonous bastards, up against the wall again. In Washington, a government agency is believed to be hacked by China-based cyber criminals who specialize in collecting national defense secrets. You shut it off, right? I mean, my credit card gets hacked. I tear the son of a bitch up and throw it in the garbage and inform the fucking company it's been hacked. Or they inform me. You've done that, right? And if these fucking people were in on it, they've been put up against the wall, right? These events highlight just some of the numerous methods that the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, is using to co-opt next generation American technologies for the benefit of its own military modernization program. This is aiding and abetting a fucking known enemy. This is the highest fucking treason you can commit. Every one of these cocksuckers up there on that hill, on that occupied hill, occupied by fucking communists, with a fucking communist army guarding them, we need to take that goddamn hill, and we need to hang every fucking one of those treasonous son of a bitches, don't we? They're letting this fucking goddamn espionage, they're setting our country up to be fucking taken over by Chinese, by another country. That's the highest fucking treason you can commit. And it ain't gonna work, no how. You wait till you see what we do. I mean, you can fucking on your TV, you can make Chinamen look fucking 6 foot tall, but we know who the fuck they are. We know what they are. They ain't never whipped nobody's fucking ass, but you're about to see that fucking, you son of a bitches, and you fucking, if you're an American and you're over there fucking directing them, or you come here and we catch you in the field directing them, we get a hold of your ass, you ain't gonna fucking like it, buddy. There will be fucking, we'll just hand you over to the fucking mob. We're at war. We owe you nothing. You fucking treasonous pieces of shit. Let's see, where were we here? Indeed, American technology is fueling communist China's military development to such an extent that experts believe and reports attest the issue presents a clear and present danger to both the United States and the international order. What international fucking order? Did you guys vote for a fucking international order? Did you codify one that's going to fucking come in and fucking take over with the New World Order? A new fucking government higher than your fucking Bill of Rights that can use you like a goddamn slave, a one world nobody son of a bitch in the same color overalls as the guy beside you. We're gonna blow your fucking heads off, you goofy cocksuckers. Come and do it. You don't want to test us, do you? You want to see if you can hang on long enough for us to die on the vine? We ain't dying easy. International order, which it leads, a Department of Justice statement in November 2021 reported that 80% of all economic espionage, see, if they can use the word, but if this is espionage, these people have been fucking, they've been arrested, right? They've been fucking, they've been ran through the grand jury and they're getting ready to fucking go on trial for their fucking lies for espionage against the fucking country, right? No! They got a promotion. You don't think you're being fucking goddamn betrayed? You're stupid. They're smiling in your fucking face while they drive that dagger in your fucking back, you stupid fools. And you're doing nothing about it. And you could. You could wipe them out in one fucking day. All economic espionage prosecutions conducted by the department since 2018 involved conduct that directly benefited the Chinese Communist Party. What do you know? Can't you see when somebody's working for somebody? They ain't your goddamn representatives. That's a bunch of fucking communists. They're in every fucking bit of your fucking government, or what was supposed to be your government. What are your government fucking buildings? They are without authority. They have no goddamn authority because there is no fucking constitution. There is nothing to give them authority. And they have not gone through the common law courts with each and every one of us to a fucking verdict or to a goddamn warrant or to any fucking extent where they could gain any authority over us. We are supposed to be killing these motherfuckers. Don't you get it? You want to stay free? You got to kill these motherfuckers. You don't, you will end up on your fucking grandchildren will end up being fucking raped at fucking 4 or 5 fucking years old by fucking Jews and fucking dinks and fucking every other son of a bitch and slime ball son of a fucker on this earth. Oh, let's see. Where were we there? Likewise, former Air Force and Space Force chief. Did I do that right? No, I didn't get that. A Department of Justice statement in November 2021 reported that 80% of all economic espionage... we did do that. Likewise, former Air Force and Space Force Chief Software Officer Nicholas Chaligan said that insider threat was a leading cause of the technology transfer between the United States. They're stealing your goddamn, you got goddamn people inside your country that are selling you fucking out. And they're calling it transferring information. Is that like fucking, gun confiscation? It's gun safety. Yeah, we're gonna fix those words for you, son of a bitches. Directly for the CCP. Likewise, former Air Force and Space Force Chief Software Officer Nikolai Culligan said that the insider threat was a leading cause of the technology transfer between the United States and China, and that the CCP was sending people to infiltrate American institutions of all varieties. They keep telling you this over and over and over, and well, you know what? It's irrelevant because you ain't going to do nothing about it, number one. And number two, if you don't enforce that fucking law, it don't matter no fucking how, does it? I guess you ain't going to charge nobody with nothing if you can't take your fucking own courts back, you bunch of pussies. Biggest army to ever exist on the planet. Let these little fucking punks, these spineless little fucking monkeys fucking run all over our asses. Do you think so? Indeed, it was through insiders at America's top nuclear facility that the CCP was able to subvert U.S. research, using it to develop the regime's own hypersonic missile. Now, you remember back when they had a hypersonic missile, when they flew it around the Earth. They have a hypersonic. We don't even have a pipe. Yeah, we did. We developed it and gave it to fucking Russia. Russia gave it to fucking China. This is bullshit. Gave it to them. All you got to do is go back and look at World War II, the Lend-Lease fucking program. And what they did, they gave them fucking uranium. They told them how to build the fucking bomb to blow your ass up, you dumb. While you're sitting there paying out of your goddamn check, you can't afford to go anywhere or do anything because you got to pay so much money for a $5.5 trillion goddamn nuclear arsenal to assure this doesn't happen. Because they always tell the truth, don't they? They never, never tell the truth. I mean, you go back in time and you find it, and then you'll find it's a fucking lie. But still, people fucking buy into this shit. Just like somebody said this about our government. Don't call it our government again, motherfucker. You better hear me straight. That ain't my goddamn government. That's a foreign fucking corporation. It has declared war on my people. It is our fucking enemy. Blood enemy. Death enemy. Our government. My ass. Let's see, where were we here? In the summer of 2021, the CCP secretly launched a nuclear capable hypersonic missile around the world. When news of the event finally broke into the public in October, it did not take long for experts and lawmakers alike to allege that the test could not have been conducted without the aid of stolen U.S. technology research. Not stolen, fucking sold, given to. They're all fucking communists and fascists and fucking goddamn capitalists. This makes money for the industrial war complex. It fucking builds an enemy that can cause a threat to the United States, to our people. With our fucking resource. These fuckers are taking the money out of our pocket and building something to kill us with. Well, that's all right. Just don't smudge my gun when you're doing it. I don't like smudges on my gun. It distresses me terribly. All right, here we go. Chinese Communist Party did enhance its ability to kill Americans with American research. They did. And they were helped every inch of the way by fucking traitors. Why aren't the traitors the people who fucking turned this information over? Let this information get out. What the fuck happened? 40 years ago, they would have been fucking automatic. You're going against the fucking wall, you goddamn son of a bitch and treasonous piece of shit. But now they're committing treason right out in your fucking face. They've done everything else. They've fucking claimed authorities out in your face that you do not have. Oh, well, Trump said it was an emergency. I don't give a fuck what Trump said. The Bill of Rights says it cannot be fucking trumped by any fucking goddamn right in the goddamn Constitution or law. There is no goddamn authority to do it. He didn't have the authority to do it. Here he's out fucking sucking queer dick right now. Let's see here. God damn. Enhance the ability to kill Americans with American research and with American goddamn, it won't just be research, it'll be the goddamn, like that fucking flat top they got, that aircraft carrier. Where in hell did that come from? Us? When we can't get fucking bullets and fucking reloading supplies, they're sending fucking guns through fucking Mexico and up. And, I mean, we're fucking building the fucking destruction of our country with our own fucking resources. This is what they did to the Indians. But the Indians, I mean, at least they fucking fought. Every inch of the way, had they had equal technology, it would have been a different fucking fight. If they'd had they did finally get the technician. I mean, when Custer got his ass kicked at Little Bighorn, it was because the Indians had got the repeating rifles. And there was a zillion of them. But there's a zillion of us. We don't have to take this shit, people. We don't have to keep letting them grind them under. I mean, this is goddamn treason. Tell me this isn't treason. Some motherfucker call me up right now and tell me this ain't fucking treason. Explain to me why. It is blatant treason, and it's espionage against our fucking people and against our fucking goddamn individual rights and freedoms. Because that Bill of Rights is the only goddamn law in this country. Every attack is an attack on that Bill of Rights. You remember that. Let's see what we got here. A 2022 report by the Nonprofit Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation and consultant group Horizon Advisory found that several U.S. companies were in fact complicit. No! If are you those companies, those people who were, see, it was a company, all we can really do is find it. No bullshit. The motherfuckers who signed the requisitions to send those fucking goddamn secrets out, the ones who let those secrets out were individuals. And each individual one of them should be against the fucking wall already. I want to know why they're not. Shouldn't everybody in this goddamn country want to know why these motherfuckers are committing open espionage? See, now they're getting fucking real fucking bold, these corporations. We'll commit espionage right out in your fucking face. What are you going to do about it, bitch? Polish your gun? Numerous U.S. companies provided both direct and indirect support to the Chinese Communist Party, the report said. Numerous U.S. companies provided direct and indirect support to the Chinese Communist Party. Okay, what the fuck, man? I mean, tighten your belt. We got to arm Taiwan. I mean, goddamn, China's our fucking enemy. That we give everything to, they're building these son of a bitches to become a fucking threat to our fucking people, to our civilization, to our culture, to who an American national is. Right? I mean, they pump so many people in here from around the fucking world to distinguish a fucking American national, it takes an American national to do it. Cause you can't even understand half these motherfuckers. This is our fucking country, motherfuckers, and we will rip you to fucking shreds. We didn't get this son of a bitch because we're stupid. We didn't get it for listening to assholes either. With you motherfuckers that have done this, you better get the fuck out of this country. We find out who you are, you will be fucking executed, you dirty son of a bitches. You will be put up against the fucking wall and shot because you are fucking committing espionage in the middle of a fucking war. That's just automatic, son of a bitch. Treason. Tell me this ain't treason. Amazon, Apple, here we go. Here's your fucking list, people. Here's the son of a bitches, the goddamn the oligarch motherfucking pricks in this country, the goddamn robber barons that are fucking doing, that are aiding China to take us over so that they can, so we, when we walk up to Mark Zuckerberg or fucking Bezos or one of them, we have to kowtow to them. You have to kowtow to me or else your Chinese master hits you with that whip and you have to kowtow to him. Fuck you! Why these son of a bitches are still alive is just a fucking mystery to me. These are the fuckers that are trying to destroy your, take your country and give it to the fucking world government. Put you under world government with no goddamn rights like a fucking slave. And you just fucking, oh, well, yeah, oh, Apple, Dale, whatever the fuck their name is. Facebook, fucking Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg, you're a son of a bitch and fucking criminal. Why aren't you against the goddamn wall? I want to know. I demand to know. I'm an American national. This goddamn country belongs to me. I am the sovereign. I want to know why this motherfucker is not up against the wall already. All of these motherfuckers. GE, Google, Intel, and Microsoft all engaged in deals and maintain business links that may directly or indirectly support China's state surveillance, military modernization, and human rights violations, the report said. So why ain't they under arrest? Why ain't they up again? Because, oh, that's right. Because your government has fucking been occupied by fucking communists. Your Capitol Hill, there was a fucking coup on February 6th, all right. And the stupid asses that went in there walked right into it. Now they hold the goddamn Capitol building and they hold the goddamn White House, don't they? And they sit there in their little communist fucking collectives and they're running this goddamn country. They're spent taking our goddamn wealth and handing it to their fucking communist buddies, aren't they? They're taking our goddamn technology. Fucking China would be nothing but a third world shithole if it wasn't for what this fucking treasonous, motherfucking, cock-sucking corporation handed over to the son of a bitches. When the goddamn fascists were whipping their ass, when the Chinese were whipping their fucking ass, we went to China to defend fucking communism. And then we went in Taiwan, we're defending fascism. And then you can go over to Ukraine. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, not only that, man. See, people will do something once these fuckers are at their front door, right? Because that's what they're... Because where on the block is that these fuckers, as they're marching over the border and setting up in the states here, are under UN contract, supposedly, for 2 years. Yep. Where they're being trained. Well, our boys are overseas, supposedly, you know.
Well, they're not
going to go door to door. You know, they're just bringing in their army. So when they show up to their front door, then the people are going to act. That's going to be too late, you know. I mean, we got to go proactive for self-defensive measures. You know what I mean?
I hear you, brother. But the thing, bottom line is, those aren't our boys overseas. Those are the United Nations boys overseas.
Exactly.
And they're not fighting for our goddamn freedoms and liberties. They're fighting to help enslave us. And they're too fucking stupid, brain-dead son of a bitches, or they're fucking illegal aliens. So they fucking are right in on that fucking thing. Not our boys. You come back, you die, you motherfuckers.
Now we gotta protect our damn grandchildren from our own children because they're so fucking indoctrinated and stupid. I mean, I gotta tell you, I got a daughter down there in your state, man. I can't. I don't even want to go there, but the indoctrination is strong, man. So,
man,
you know.
Do not think you are alone, my friend.
I mean, they just don't understand the nature of the threat we're under, because if they did, they'd be down at that border and shooting out all these fuckers, you know. I don't care. Call me racist, whatever, man.
I don't care.
I know soldiers and I know a threat when I see it.
You're goddamn right. The bottom line is these kids were taught all along. We fucking spoiled them. We should have been, out there fucking fighting these fucking people. I mean, it's a spoiled generation. It truly is. A lot of them were, my kids were fucking trained. Every one of them has a military fucking pack full of fucking goddamn, gear. They have fucking guns. They have every fucking thing they need to fucking fight. I did all my life, just like with my dad. My dad taught me all my fucking life. He told me we had fought the world and we're going to have to do it again. But you're right.
It's just bad and crazy.
It truly is, sir. It truly is. Back to these pricks. Well, let's take a break. We'll go to something else. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin,
the state of Jefferson.
Get you up tight, but if you hit a corner and you can't find no way out, don't look around for no one.
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack in the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific time, and that was Nazareth with Expect No Mercy and Expect No Fucking Mercy. And you motherfuckers don't expect none from us. No quarter ass, none given. We're fucking going to rip your fucking asses into tiny we're going to rip your bodies apart. You arrogant fucking pieces of treason, the shit. You have violated every fucking clause of our fucking unalienable law, ratified by we the people under our jurisdictional authority, December 15, 1791. Motherfuckers. Oh, let's see what we got here. State AG, AG, sound alarm about BlackRock Vanguard buying large stakes in utilities. Now, first off, you state AG fucking phony motherfucker, you can't exist. You can't review nothing. You can't look at nothing. It's a fucking against the fucking law, motherfucker. It violates the law. Your existence is a fucking goddamn act of treason. But these AGs, see, they got to have their fucking controlled opposition, you see. And they're going to Republicans. That's the same Republicans out there fucking patting the queers on the ass today with Donald Trump while he's sucking their shit out. This is from Epic Times. The acquisition by investment managers, BlackRock and Vanguard, of ever-increasing shares in American public utility companies is setting off alarm bells from conservatives and progressives alike. In April, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, you know, fucking, go ahead, let it, take the whole motherfucker over. We'll come down 10 million people and fucking tear everything you got to fucking pieces. And turn it back on. We'll run it. We've got the people to run it. They'll run it for us. And you'll be just, we'll take everything you've got, nationalize it, and kick. Well, no. Pull the fucking handle on your ass. You dirty treasonous, dog shit eating, pedophilic pricks. Increasing shares in American public utility companies is setting up alarm bells from conservatives and progressives alike. In April, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission approved a request from BlackRock to increase its ownership up to 20% of a public utility's voting shares without being deemed an affiliate and incurring the regulatory scrutiny and disclosures that come with that. To gain FERC approval, BlackRock and Vanguard promised they would promised they would be quote passive investors and not use their shares ownership to influence management. And I believe that. I so believe that. They've never lied to me. They've never done nothing but fucking lie. These you know what, you fuckers, you try it. You try it, fucking, sooner or later you're gonna just fucking make it, we got no choice. We're just gonna have to come and get your asses, aren't we? Because you're fucking hiding, you're fucking like, goddamn, fuck, I wish I could think of something just low enough, a slug, you know, some kind of shit like that. You're hiding slugs. You wouldn't fight fucking nobody. You've never fought in your fucking life, not even a bitch slap fight. And you fucking do, and you'd like to get, I love it when you get up on TV like Blumenthal, and you got a tough look on your face, I'm gonna get, well come into my fucking house, peck on the door, I'll come out there, I'll come out on the fucking street with you, and give me that mean fucking look and tell me you're gonna take me my gun, motherfucker. See what I do to your fucking ass. See if you're tough as you fucking look you, like you are. Like you try to act like you are. You have to get somebody to do your fucking for you, you piece of shit. We do not fear you. In April, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, FERC, approved a request from BlackRock to increase ownership by 20% in public utilities. No! If they're public utilities, they belong to us. That means they belong to the fucking public. I mean, what is this? See, this is what they've done. They've taken like all in 1984, all, like this little fucking shithole I'm living in here right now. They took and they fucking they took a township, and they fucking incorporated it without the goddamn without any authority to do so. In fact, in violation of the ninth article, because the incorporation they use the incorporations they say to get rid of the Bill of Rights because the Bill of Rights ain't in the Uniform Commercial Code. Well, I tell you what, buddy, the ninth article says the fucking Uniform Commercial Code ain't in this goddamn country if it violates that goddamn Bill of Rights, you motherfuckers, and we got the right to blow your fucking head off if you try it. It's a fucking con game. I mean, it's just like, well, we're going to use this, but fuck, shove, I'll shove that book up your fucking ass, bitch. Back to where we are. Because utilities are often monopolies. God damn it. We built it, people. Remember the reclamation projects, you know, fucking to get us out of the depression that fucking communist Roosevelt got us into? We built the dams. We built all the infrastructure. And some mason, he's sitting there getting his 33rd degree. He's fucked enough people, and he's fucking done enough dirty fucking deeds and proved he could keep his mouth. He's sitting there. He's graduating. And he's going to get a fucking utility company that all he has to do is sit there and sign checks and answer phone calls the rest of his life and live the life of fucking Riley. While the people who are making it happen, that are making that wealth happen, live like fucking dogs. Well, the fucking dogs are turning, motherfucker. That's what happened in this country, people. That's exactly what fucking happened. Public, all utilities are public, you motherfuckers. Plain and simple. There is no private ownership of utilities. If there is, it's unlawful. And the son of a bitch doing it needs to be fucking tried and hung. That's why they call them public utilities. What do you think? We're fucking stupid? Well, we're just going to sell 20% of what belongs. You know you ain't. You do not. You show me my fucking name on the goddamn cell slip. Otherwise, there ain't no cell. That son of a bitch belongs to me. And you did not take me to fucking a common law court. You did not take me through a common law procedure. And you did not get a common law order to take what fucking belongs to me. That means it's strong arm robbery. That means I got a right to shoot you right in the fucking mouth. If you test my patience. Where were we here? Because utilities are often monopolies, that's where we were, in the regions they serve, and because electricity and heating are essential in people's lives, any investment of more than $10 million in a public utility must be approved. No, you don't approve it. You can't sell my goddamn what belongs to me. I'm not a 14th Amendment motherfucking goddamn subject of yours. You don't own what I own, son of a bitch. You don't sell, you can sell that stupid ass over there who doesn't realize who they are and sucks the government's asses all you fucking want. But to get my fucking portion of it, you either got to pay me for it or you got to take me to goddamn, through a common law procedure and take it through the fucking courts. And I guarantee you that the goddamn common law jury isn't going to hand my share of the public. In fact, they're going to be going, those that belong to us? You mean they're taking mine too? I could do this too? Fuck yeah, I'm doing it. No, you ain't taking my fucking public works. In fact, all the fucking profits from that fucking public works, it better be sent to the people that belongs to you, son of a bitches, because it doesn't belong to you. And you haven't taken it from us through any due process of the law recognized by the supreme unalienable law of December 15, 1791. In fact, you were in gross violation of the 9th and 10th article. You're in gross violation of the 2nd article. You're in gross violation of the 1st fucking article because I can't even file a fucking petition in the common law court. I was guaranteed! You fucking let, you people out there, you let people just fuck you over? This old goddamn, oh, I got fucked over again. Oh, fuck, God got stole from me. Oh, fucking, I don't want people fuck me over. Let's see where we're at here. Sorry about that. $10 million in a public utility must be approved by FERC. No, who's FERC and where's their fucking authority to approve taking what belongs to me and selling it to any fucking buddy? I want to see it. And if it ain't out of a common law court with the goddamn, common law, jury foreman's name on it, I'll fucking shoot your ass because you don't have any authority over me. According to the Federal Power Act, FPA, black, see, another act. That's what they did. They just fucking started trying to, they attacked, you know, our jurisdiction. They can't come in our jurisdiction. No more, you know, it's forbidden. Fucking, it's the people's fucking jurisdiction. It's the people's fucking law. It's the common law. It's the people's. They can't, you can't come in as a goddamn agent of the state. You can't walk through the fucking door. It's against the law. It violates the fucking law. You're exercising a private law for King Chuck over there. You're an Esquire, motherfucker. You walk in this building, we can fucking hang you. But according to the Federal Power Act, see, that's what they do. It's just like the 1968 Gun Control Act. Fucking unlawful as can be. There cannot be nothing more unlawful. That goddamn shall not be infringed, period. Says it shall not be infringed, period. It don't say except if we want to fight the 1968 Gun Control Act and start fucking stealing your fucking guns because we got to get them away from you because we're planning on taking the whole fucking country you have all along. You've just delayed us. Well, we're going to delay you right down into about 6 foot of fucking dirt, you motherfuckers. You are not taking this fucking country. Where were we here? While voting to approve BlackRock's request, FERC Commissioner Mark Christie stated the claim that huge asset managers such as BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard are merely passive investors is publicly held. It's not publicly fucking held. Otherwise, the goddamn profits would be coming to me. I'm the public, you dumb son of a bitch. How dumb do you think we are? Oh, it's public, but all the money goes to the government that ain't public. What? Who, the corporation, I mean, that isn't public. See, it's just conundrum after conundrum after conundrum. Showing you, I mean, again, in your fucking face, but it's like that Chinese article. Telling you right to your fucking face, yeah, we're arming the goddamn, we're helping the Chinese get ready to kill you. And you, we just sit there and we go, and we pretend like there was an election, we pretend like this fucking, this is, there's any kind of legitimacy in this motherfucker instead of just attacking it, ripping it apart. You start taking off the goddamn head of this fucking snake and I guarantee you them motherfuckers will start squirming. They'll start running. They'll start heading for their spider holes they have pre-prepared with your goddamn money. BlackRock, Street, and Vanguard are merely passive investors in public held corporations investing purely for the benefit of their beneficiaries, many of whom are retirees receiving pensions, is no longer credible. That's mean it says it was a fucking, you mean to say that was a fucking lie? So that was a fraud, right? So they did this under fraud. You got the fucking proof of it right there in your fucking hands. And somebody's going to be prosecuted, right? You see, isn't that what we're, are you starting to notice that? All these high crimes, all of this goddamn treason and fucking sedition blatantly in your fucking face. And they'll admit, yeah, just like right here, you see pensions is no longer credible. So they claim that they're doing this for any other reason. Hey, you know what, motherfuckers? Get a hold of that. Fuck. Try to withhold energy from us. You better be in another fucking country. Because you'll get a bullet through your goddamn head and you'll get your house burned down with you in it. You want a war with us? You got a goddamn war with us, you sons of bitches. I'm BlackRock. Fuck you. I'll bury you under a BlackRock. BlackRock is particular, in particular, has been openly aggressive in using its massive financial power to influence corporate policy in areas far accentuated from the legislative money management goals of protecting the income and investment interests of its beneficiaries. Fuck its beneficiaries. You know who the beneficiaries of a public goddamn utility is? The public. So these are private fucking tiers. They want the profit. They want the fucking profit off the, our public goddamn fucking utilities that we fucking paid to build. We built this fucking town I'm sitting in. The people did, with their money and their fucking sweat, built this fucking town. And they have handed this son of a bitch over. Well, they went in 1984. They did it with some power from, it must be from another universe, the one that fucking, what the hell was his name? Never mind. From another universe, fucking gave them, because they didn't have, that's an act of treason. They fucking incorporated when they didn't have the goddamn, they didn't have the authority to do so. In fact, it was a violation of the law. It was a violation of the 9th article. It was a violation of the 10th article. They do not have the authority to do it! And they did it all across the country. Go look at your own fucking charter. You think you got a town charter? Better go take a peek at it. As and look for 1984. Isn't it convenient that that's the year they did it across the country? Took all the townships and fucking, I mean, shit, and goddamn counties and made them into goddamn corporations. Wonder why they did that. Because they had got away with it so long with that goddamn Uniform Commercial Code. Fuck the Uniform Commercial Code. It is unlawful in the United States of America. If you're operating under it, you're a fucking traitor. You dirty son of a bitch.
Henry?
Yes, sir.
What year was that again?
Pardon? 1984.
Oh man, I didn't even know that. Thanks.
Yeah, go take a look at your go take a look at your charter.
I didn't even hear about that then. I didn't know it. I don't understand any of that shit. I'm just learning about it right now, man. Thank you.
Well, you're learning. That's what counts, brother. Anyways, back to this fucking bullshit here. Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's partner and vice chairman of Berkshire. Hathaway concurred, stating in February that we have a new bunch of emperors, and see the shit? They got the balls to say that to a fucking American? Any fucking American. You ain't got no emperors here. We'll cut your fucking emperor's head off, motherfucker. A bunch of emperors, and they're the people who vote the shares in the index funds. I think the world of BlackRock, Larry Flint, Fink, F-I-N-K, Fink, but I'm not sure I want him to be my emperor. There ain't gonna be no goddamn emperors. You ain't taking over our god. You see, when the privateers, that's fascism. When these motherfuckers come in, that money that's going to these shareholders in fucking BlackRock, these hedge funds, and these other motherfuckers, Vanguard, that money's not supposed to go to them. That money's supposed to, it should be going to us. We built it, either to maintain the utilities, which they're taking out dams here, they're tearing it all down, either to maintain it or it has to come to us, doesn't it? Wouldn't we be the only interest at the, if it's the public's, are you the public? I'm the public. Does it belong to you? I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national. I want my fucking share, son of a bitch. Get a check in the mail today. And you get these son of a bitches out of the public's goddamn fucking works. These are public works. We paid for them. We're not giving them to your Mason buddies. We're not giving them to your Mason brothers. Why the Masonic lodges in this goddamn country have not been investigated? That's enough to ask yourself. If you understand what the fuck's going on here, how could something that big and that secret not be fucking investigated? You get 12 people together in a fucking couch in a living room fucking doing Bible study. Two of them will be FBI agents with fucking microphones. But this network of fucking goddamn treasonous pieces of shit fucking Masons is all over the goddamn, it's not only over this country, it's all over the world. It is their fucking ground troops. And this is where the dirty deals are made. Because there's secrecy. Why haven't they been, because they own it all. They own the FBI. I mean, there is no FBI. They can't even be an FBI. You'd have to have a real fucking sheriff go in and kick the fucking door and get a warrant and kick the fucking door in and start taking the computers and start taking the shit. And when you got done, you would fucking sit there and go, oh, I cannot believe this happened. How did we let this happen in the United States of America? They can look up they can stop a fucking woman on the side of the road, stick their hand up inside her vagina, and searching her, of course. And if she possesses any money or anything of value, they can just fucking take it and drive down the fucking road without a charge, without nothing. That's a violation of the whole book. But these mother sneaky motherfuckers, they can have, you know, like the one in Klamath, it's fucking, there's like the city police fucking, it looks like an old building, like castle-like, but it's been so well maintained. It's like you would think of a church. But you go inside it, the only way you can get in that Mason Lodge is to go inside it and you go down and there's a tunnel underground. It goes up and it comes up in the fucking Mason Lodge. That's how you get in. And I tell you what, either we shut these fuckers down or, I mean, they ain't that much, many of them. They're counting on not that many. They've always had been the people of influence. They've always been the person, you might lose your job if this guy here doesn't win at the polls, or if this contract here, we're going to get this contract here, don't worry, I'm going to Mason meeting. I'm going to get the contract awarded to me by the fucking, the head people running your fucking town are in the Masonic Lodge, I guarantee it. Your fucking, what you think is your town is a corporation being run out of the Masonic fucking lodges, period. And they're in league with every other Masonic fucking lodge. And the Indian tribes have joined in the fucking goddamn, treason. Because they incorporated. So now they can be a part of the treason. See, they just jump up. Money! Money! For money! I fucking walk right over my mother. I'll piss right in her face. I'll sell her on the corner for $2 a fuck. For money! Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett's partner. Let me see what else we have here. Oh, God, we got to hit this just a little bit because we can always come down to this. If you want a good fucking reason to fucking go nuke these motherfuckers, beat the shit out of them, kill them, whatever, fucking make the war on them. And fucking goddamn to get rid of general public unaware of push to normalize pedophilia in culture and academia counselor. I'm going to read fast as I can. This is from the Great Game in India, sent in by Galen for discussion on from the trenches worldreport.com. Joan Usler, a counselor who works in the Pennsylvania and South Carolina prison system, said that the general public is unaware of the push to normalize pedophilia in culture and academia. Some have started to make the case in academia circles that pedophilia should not be classified as a mental disease, but rather as just another sexual preference. Additionally, a therapist who works with pedophiles expressed his opinion that pedophilia is in the process of normalization. I tell you what, you can sit there and you can fucking talk. You can put out your phony fucking articles. It has to happen around people. It has to happen. You think that people are going to watch that happen? I don't. At a TEDx event held in Germany in 2018, medical student Mirjam Hand, some fucker from another country that I can't even speak his name, who claimed to have a background in psychology, delivered a talk titled "Pedophilia is a Natural Sexual Orientation." Well, so is fucking getting shot in the head and buried in the fucking ground, you son of a bitch. These motherfuckers are a handful. They're not even enough to make up a fucking minority. But they know that this is this. If they can get away with this shit, they can get away with stealing every fucking thing you have. They can get away with coming in your fucking house and raping your wife. If they can get away with fucking pedophilia with kids. You're going to allow this? Heen said that the heterosexuality, pedophilia, is a unchangeable sexual orientation in her remarks. No, it is a mental fucking illness. It's like a mad dog. And if fuck I ever see one of you fuckers touching a kid, I don't give a fuck. You're dead. I'll kill you with my bare fucking hands. I'll choke you to death with my bare fucking hands and enjoy doing it. Let me see you do it. It's like the shit where you're going to send the fucking queers into the bathroom. Like everyone got the hell beat out of them the other day. You send a fucking man into the bathroom behind my old lady and see what the fuck happens. See if I give a shit. Or see if my fucking switch flips and I don't stop until you come and you find a fucking room covered with fucking blood. And I walk out covered with fucking blood. And then I'll take your fucking ass on. You goddamn communist pedophile fucking backing son of a bitch and fucking Blackwater USA cock sucking private fucking security bastards. You'll go down for a fucking pedophile. How's that make you feel? Anyways, I got to get into that. I have had enough for today. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot, broadcast from the trenches. And just, I mean, just fucking, hey, it's what it is. We're fucking, you're standing by yourself. What will you take? What will you allow in your presence? What will you watch with your fucking eyes and do nothing? You better stop polishing that gun and start looking around you. That's The Word from the Trenches.